And you're listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to Civic Matters. Each week, we visit with the executive director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor to talk about what's going on in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County and where your opportunities are to civically engage. It is good to be with you again, Mary Morgan.
Good to be with you on National Cookie Day. I hope you're celebrating in fine style.
I did not know, but now I have an agenda for the afternoon. That is certainly going to be the case.
I endorse it heartily.
as we all should. Now, perhaps Mitch McConnell and folks deserve a cookie for managing to pass a tax overhaul bill in the U.S. Senate in the quiet of the night and without most of the membership even getting a chance to read it before voting on it. That seems like a task that would not pass muster in days gone by, but it certainly passed this past weekend. So with the tax code conversation ongoing, and we're looking at reconciliation now, a conversation about its impacts is going to take place on the University of Michigan campus later today.
That's right. And first of all, kudos to you for making a segue from cookies to tax reform. I'm hoping that the forum today, which is going to be moderated by UM President Mark Schlissel, will shed some light on what's happening in Washington. It just seems like a mess. There are a couple of folks who are going to be talking to anyone who shows up. Former U.S. Representative David Camp and Michael Barr, who is a former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury. So I think they would have some good insights into what's happening in D.C.
And of course, there are a lot of concerns about the tax overhaul bill, but for graduate students at the University of Michigan and every campus across the country, it seems there's going to be a dire impact on their ability to further afford education.
Well, I think that it's right now there's a lot of things that are concerning, you know, whatever happens in reconciling the House and Senate bills will be of great interest to us, and just the process is really disappointing. I think if the process that is happening now in D.C. were happening in Ann Arbor, we would all be up in arms about our, the way that's being handled. So I don't even know what to say about it. It's just...
Well, once again, if you have concerns about federal tax reform and the direction it's headed, or even if you support it, there's going to be a conversation as moderated by UM President Mark Schlissel later today. It's going to run from 2:30 to 4 p.m. at the Ford School's Annenberg Auditorium. Now, there are a couple of other meetings taking place this week, and both the Ann Arbor City Council and Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners have something to deal with in common, and that is that controversial development on Broadway. What are we looking at first on Ann Arbor City Council when it meets tonight?
They've postponed several items related to the Broadway development at previous meetings, so we'll have another round of discussion. I'm not sure if the developer has made any changes. We'll probably hear from people from the public who are supporting or opposing the project. So I think it'll be, there was one meeting earlier that had a three-hour public hearing. So it's very controversial. They'll be possibly voting on the brownfield plan for that site, the site plan itself. And rezoning for the property. So we'll be looking to see if they actually move this project forward.
And, of course, what happens tonight may very well impact what the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners have to deal with on Wednesday, because they, too, are to vote on a proposed brownfield plan for the Broadway site.
Right. They sign off. It's part of their jurisdiction on the brownfield plans in the city. So that's on the agenda. May be pulled or may go through. I think everybody's watching to see, because that could be transformative for that part of town.
Absolutely. Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU. Our content partner for this feature every Monday is none other than Mary Morgan. Mary is executive director of the Civ City Initiative. This week provides an opportunity for the public to take another online survey, and this one comes from Washtenaw County, and the topic seems to be community and economic development and what is needed in planning for the future.
Yeah, the Office of Community and Economic Development is setting goals for how to spend money it gets from the federal government. And as part of that, earlier this year, they looked at housing needs and they asked for feedback on that. They're particularly focused on low-income residents. And now they have another round. There's an online survey about non-housing services that neighborhoods might want, whether that's services like providing mental health services or transportation, streetlights, sidewalk, Wi-Fi, all sorts of things. So you can find a survey online, but then there's also going to be a public hearing about that if you want to go in person on December 6th at the Washtenaw Urban County meeting, which is out on the Learning Resource Center for the county near the Sheriff's Complex on Washtenaw Avenue.
So a couple of ways to get involved with that survey and with the community conversation on non-housing needs and what needs to happen moving forward in Washtenaw County. Now, there has been a great debate on the University of Michigan campus about what constitutes free speech versus what is hate speech and what should be permitted and what ensures the safety of students on campus. And what we're talking about is the prospect of a speech by white nationalist Richard Spencer. The university administration has said it is obligated to go into talks and discuss the possibility with the Spencer group. And, of course, that has left students up in arms. They have been protesting over the past week, a week of action last week. Now the University of Michigan Board of Regents is expected to meet later this week. And one would assume that this will be a topic of conversation, whether the regents decide to discuss it or not.
Well, that's exactly right. They don't publish their agenda until noon on Monday for their Thursday meeting. They'll meet at the Michigan Union at 3 o'clock this Thursday. It's their last meeting of the year. They made that. Actually, it was President Schlissel that made the decision, and they had a special meeting of the regents. But most of the regents endorsed the decision. So. I think that there will certainly be protests at the meeting. It's unclear whether the regents will actually address the issue directly, but they'll certainly get an earful, I'm sure.
Yeah, the out seems to be that President Schlissel has said that the only way this can happen is if he can ensure the full safety of the campus and its student community, and that remains to be determined as to whether that would be a possibility. So the conversations will continue, and we'll certainly keep you up to speed as more information comes out, and we'll be covering the Regents meeting for you on Thursday. We're talking with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative for Civic Matters, as we do each Monday morning. Mary is our content partner for this weekly feature on 89.1 WEMU. Now, do you believe in solar, Mary?
That's a very good question. Well, I'm always glad when the sun comes out, so I guess that's something. I actually didn't know about this program. The city has a program called Solar Faithful that works with local houses of worship to see if they can increase their energy independency. And there's an open house on Sunday, this Sunday, that is going to be at the campus chapel. And you can see what that particular congregation has done. I'm interested to see what the program's about and learn more about that.
It is a fascinating endeavor that the campus chapel undertook. It now offsets 100% of its electricity usage through solar energy, and it's trying to spread the word to other congregations in the area of all denominations to say, hey, we can be solar faithful, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a high-profile location, right on Washington Avenue, so I think it's a good first example to see what can be done.
Yeah, and that's going to take place Sunday, December 10th at Campus Chapel. You can go to the open house. It will run from 1:30 to 3 on Sunday afternoon. Now, we've been looking for resources to kind of determine how healthy our economic community is, depending on where you live, if it's Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, Manchester, Milan. But there are ways to kind of get a handle on how healthy our financial status is for as a community. You've discovered it, and you'd like to share it, because I certainly didn't know about this.
Well, I am a big fan of tools that make it easier to see how money is being spent. And the Michigan Department of Treasury has developed a community financial dashboard. You go online, you can search by city, township, county, and it gives you a very detailed breakdown in a very easy to read format of the revenue sources and then the expenses. You can look at trend data over time. You can go as detailed as you want. You can do comparative data. So I think it's a really good resource for anyone who's looking at the fiscal health of their own community.
The first time you looked at it, did you learn something that you did not know before?
That is an excellent question, David Fair. I can't say that anything particular comes to mind, but I was just interested in looking at basically the way that they present the data, talking about where the data comes from, fund by fund, how it's spent, in a really easy to read format. So that's surprising.
With requests from Washtenaw County and cities throughout the area for public input, having a handle on where money is being spent and where it's not, that's probably a very good resource to become more engaged, I would think. Mary Morgan, it's always great to engage with you, and I look forward to our next visit next week.
I do. Have a great week.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and our partner every Monday for Civic Matters. You can find more on what Mary has going on at civcity.org. For more on today's topic and Civic Matters, check out our website at WEMU.org. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.